This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good news time from the DJ Veers. Wednesday, November the 25th. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll be here tomorrow at your service and on your side. One of the most important qualities, I think, that often gets overlooked is loyalty. It's a great, it's energy and loyalty. I don't know why I think those two things are very important, but they are. It's nice to have energy. It's nice to be loyal to a cause or to a group or to a person. It's kind of neat. And maybe those are the sorts of things that you are thankful for. If you have those in your life, I do. And I am very thankful for them. Here's something else that we can all be thankful for. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went over 30,000 points yesterday for the first time in history. So why, I guess? Yeah, but is it because of the vaccines? Is it because the transition is going on?
Transition was a bit. The fact that the transition was given the green
policy,
light.
Or is it Trump policy? Because regulations and taxes. I know we like to laugh at that stuff, but we have to look at what Trump has done with the stock market, and it had nothing to do with
the stock market.
The
has completely turned against him, though. I have a lot of friends who work on Wall Street, and for months, they've been preparing for the Biden transition, and they've got their portfolios updated. There's a lot of green energy stuff that is going to be huge. Semiconductors are going to be huge. I mean, it has nothing to do with Trump.
All right, so where should we put our money, Victoria?
Okay. It does actually have to do with Trump because he's had increased spending, reduced regulations, reduction in taxes.
That's not why this bump happened right now, Jen. It's because he signaled the green light for the transition.
Right. The bump happened only because we were in the ballpark of getting there to begin with. President Trump plowed through 25,000 on the Dow. Now, at 30,000, some people are going to say it's a Biden transition. I don't...
That's what all the Wall Street analysts are saying. That's exactly what they're saying. That's why the stock market
tank.
Okay. It tanked. Well, I mean, I'm just telling you what the experts say on Wall Street.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was in the crapper until, you know, the transition even started. Until they signaled that, then that's why we saw all these spikes. And the vaccine. Those are the two big ones.
So who
you can
are
believe
the...
that it's Trump, you know, fine.
Well, maybe it's a little of
people
both, or maybe it's a little
want.
Of neither. I think we give too much credit to some of these people, and we don't really give... There's too much singular focus or like speak, like think. I think there may be a number of things. There's some good... Look at... was it Elon Musk yesterday became the second richest guy in the world, just behind Bezos?
That's not a huge surprise. Look at what he's been doing over the last couple of
years.
Well,
but see, that's American.
He passed Bill Gates?
Yep.
Yeah. Bill Gates gives away a lot of his money, though, to be fair, so he's less.
Gates is very therapeutic. Therapeutic?
Therapeutic. Philanthropic.
Yeah, he may be therapeutic, too, for all I know. Didn't I ever tell you the story about his mistress? This is not probably the greatest time to help.
Bill Gates' mistress?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think now that you dropped that bomb...
I know, you can't just go,
Okay. Does his wife know?
Yeah, apparently there's an arrangement. And I had dinner with this woman who turned out to be his mistress. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. I'm trying to remember. I thought I may have told the story on the air. It was not. It's not really a secret, apparently. I mean, she was happy
not
to
anymore,
talk about
anyway.
It. No.
Clearly. Well, if she's at dinner with you and telling you about it, it must not be that secretive.
I'm trying to remember her name and what the deal was. She wasn't what you would expect. Let's just put it that way. But then what would you expect? He apparently loves his wife, but, you know, has a little whatever. You know, everybody has different needs. I think it sort of speaks to the whole idea of monogamy. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, you know, that's something
else.
What's
the point of being married, though?
I don't think there is a point to being married, frankly. That's why I'm not married.
I would never cheat because it's exhausting. It's like so much planning.
It's,
and
work. Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah,
it is. Yeah,
just be single and just do anybody that you want to do.
Whenever I was when I'm with somebody, I'm with them. It just doesn't, I don't think that, it just, The male of the species becomes overly involved in himself and what his needs are and what he thinks he ought to be doing, and you know, all of the it kind of goes back to what we've talked about a lot here, the whole business of how athletes who are supposed to be so manly get treated by and in the system. There's a recognition of that. Okay, man, when you the son goes out and has his first experience, wow, that's great. And the daughter goes out, what are you doing? Well, kill that guy. You know, that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. There's a total double standard.
Yeah, there is. All right, let's see here. The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, has urged residents
there.
What's the story with that?
What's she doing? She urged what?
Calling the police.
She's telling people to call the police on their neighbors if they witness a Thanksgiving celebration. And here's the issue. This is a state that just legalized heroin. So you're telling me you want the police not to worry about people who are out there, like, out of their minds on drugs, but you want them to be calling the cops on their neighbors. It makes no sense. We want to defund the police, but we want them to do stuff like this? You want them to have to enforce mask mandates and gatherings of more than 10 people? Come on.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It really is. All right, anything new on all the where are we when it comes to the transition? Any new names and faces that we recognize? Looks like there are a couple that have been problematic in the past that are on the list for various jobs here. Why can't we find some new people? I guess that was why bring back the same old people.
I guess I'm happy that some of these people are swamp creatures, but the swamp kind of, I believe, got us in trouble.
Swamp creatures.
But the progressives, I think, are getting a little upset. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of the squad have been
saying
that
she's going to start her own party. You wait and see.
Saying that these picks are not progressive enough and that they're people who stood by and watched torture of terrorists and all that stuff. So they're having a hard time appeasing, I think, progressives with some of these picks. And conservatives, I think, are worried because these picks are the same people that were there, and it feels like Obama 3.0 now. So it's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, I suppose.
Well, there are these
only an experiment like our country. It's fine.
Yeah, well, but there are all of these people who say, we were responsible for getting you elected. We want representation.
I guess the thing that disturbs me is that you hear the NSA guy, Jake Sullivan, is appointed to become National Security Advisor. And in his speech yesterday, because Biden introduced a lot of these people and they said a few words, he talked about how his job is going to be more than just national security. It's going to be about systemic racism and justice inequality. That's not what a National Security Advisor does. A National Security Advisor should be looking for threats. And so it's like,
but
are we saying that to just
is
pat the squad
that,
on the head?
No, but that is but white supremacy is a major threat.
Okay, but systemic racism and all of this equal justice and equality and stuff, a national security advisor is looking out for direct security threats. And by the way, internationally, more than anything.
Well, I think you can do both.
Yeah. And then Biden keeps saying, I have a progressive agenda. But you look at the people that are around him. I mean, I understand what Ocasio, what's her face, is saying. There's so many special interest groups. I would think that would be something, those people always gnawing and scratching. You got to represent me. I want more. And at what point do you say, no, sorry, I don't have room for you?
What about the people who voted for him? That's exactly what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to elect people and then hold them accountable. Your job as a, you know, your job doesn't end the day you get elected. It begins. So I don't know. You're the one who's always saying, you know, elect people who are going to represent you properly and represent your own interests. That's why we vote. I don't know. I don't understand the message here.
But then, under the circumstances,
I don't think we don't hold politicians accountable enough.
No,
I think it's great that there's more
pressure
on Biden.
That's why I don't like any of them.
Well, yeah. That's fine. But look, we have who we have. I think it's great that there's a lot of pressure on him. There should be on everybody.
I didn't say there shouldn't be pressure. I'm just saying it's interesting that it's now they're all coming out of the woodwork, sort of saying, "Look, me, I'm over here, me," and you know, there's got to be some representation of various groups. I think as long as it doesn't go overboard, and I don't even know what the definition of overboard is. I know every time I look at or listen to what Ocasio-Cortez, I'm nauseous. Because it's all about her and my demand this, and I'm betting you, I'm telling you, right here as I sit, in 2 years, they're going to have their own party. You wait and see.
Well, that's fine. What's, I mean, haven't you all also railed against that, the two parties?
Yeah, right. I have. But that gives it to, because they're not mature enough, that'll give it to the Republicans. And Jennifer will like that. In fact, well, because a third party.
There's
will...
a reason that Senator Perdue wants to fly AOC to Georgia to campaign for his opponent, because she's a turnoff, and people
yeah,
are just
very.
They don't yeah. like her message, and there was a repudiation
well,
of
not,
that,
it's
that very
it's the way she,
socialist message.
Yeah, it's very arrogant the way she presents herself, frankly, and I would say that of a man, Victoria, as well. I just think it's too much. It's just too, and I know you don't like the word strident. Here I am. I'm editing my things based on what you like and don't like. I don't like the way she comes across. I just don't. I would say that I don't. I wish there were some men, frankly, who were in that group with the four or five women. Why aren't there men? Are there no progressive men anywhere?
There are. They've got men joining the squad now. Ro Khanna from California, another person from somewhere
good.
In the Midwest. I can't remember his name. They're all
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah, we need to have more men in that group. Speaking of men, Ken Jennings has been named the interim Jeopardy host. The latest DJV download, which you can get every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's part of our discussion on the podcast. A little more about Ken Jennings. And then... we talk about Charlie Brown and where it's going to air this year on PBS. Then Jennifer gives us some warm memories of her childhood, television memories. And we also talk about what it costs to fly first class. Ooga, ooga, ooga. Lots of money. So all that, every day we have different excerpts from our discussions on the DJV download at djvshow.com or, as I said, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, points, and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Keep calls and letter licensing. All 50 states and LSConsumerAccess.org, number 330.
All right, so Qantas, the largest airline in Australia, Victoria, is going to require passengers to be vaccinated. So what do you have to present? Proof? There'll be a card when you get vaccinated?
I guess
you
so.
I voted? What are they going to do?
Yeah, in Australia, I don't know what the constitution there is. Obviously, they can do that. You could never do that here.
Nope.
You just can't do
nope.
it. So.
Nope. But I think that's okay. It's 21 minutes. Yeah, look at this. 21 after the hour already.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Listen to the lyric line of this, Victoria. Very interesting story that he tells here.
Yeah.
Leave on Elton John here as we get started with our music focus in this hour of the DJV program. Elton John and his foundation, the AIDS Foundation, is partnering with TikTok for World AIDS Day. Let's see, it's supposed to be, when is it, November? It starts today, actually, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. The collaboration is supposed to educate a lot of us on the TikTok platform. Us, I say that in a collective sense because I'm not on it. We were just talking about, but the youngster who has got 100 million followers, who's on
TikTok.
She's
just the latest one. it's not going anywhere.
I'm happy to have it used. Just don't want it controlled by the Chinese so that they get all the little whatever they get out of it. Anyway, the real story here is that the AIDS Foundation is continuing to try to eliminate the AIDS problem, and hopefully by the year 2030 it will be gone. That's their aim. Campaign kicking off today with an HIV/AIDS education and awareness quiz available on TikTok, focused on educating users of that platform about HIV prevention and their own sexual health. On World AIDS Day itself, which is the first of December next week, Elton John hosting a live event at 2 o'clock Eastern on his own TikTok channel. Show a feature. So is TikTok replacing Instagram, kind of, or is that what it is?
Not Instagram, but it's definitely moving in on Snapchat, for sure.
It is. Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so this show on the 1st of December will feature Elton and his husband, David Furnish, as well as TikTok stars and a lot of celebrity guests, performances by Sam Smith. I'm excited to recognize World AIDS Day with TikTok and my foundation this year, says Elton John. HIV may seem a disease of the past. I think that's what a lot of people think, Victoria, that it is not a big problem anymore, especially with COVID being in the headlines. But he says it still affects everybody. It's a great lineup for our TikTok Live to break down the myths around HIV, talk about safe sex, and ensure that young people know how to protect themselves and others. So that's a good, there's nothing wrong with that. That's starting today and December 1st through that date. It's 25 and change after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. Victoria and Doug and Bootsy Collins, who's released a new video for Want Me to Stay. This is his take on Sly and the Stones' hit, If You Want Me to Stay. Let's listen to this for a second, see how it sounds. Original bassist for Sly, Larry Graham, is on this, along with Branford Marsalis and a singer named Yuchi Dubzi. How do you pronounce that? Is that right? Dubzu? Dubzu?
In Dubizu.
In Dubizu.
Okay, in Dubizu, yep.
Anyway.
Uche Dubizu.
Bootsy Collins' take on Want Me to Stay appears on his most recent album, The Power of One. That was released last month. He says he and Larry Graham go back to 1972, and he's always admired his fellow bassist for pioneering the thump and pluck style. That's what this, yeah, listen to the beat here. Yeah. With this song, Want Me to Stay, there's a video, and that's been something that's out now, actually. Also, Bootsy offered a note for what will be a very unusual and difficult holiday season. He said, Thanksgiving is such a family fun time. It's really hard to face the reality in which we live. But we have to encourage each other to stay diligent because love is deeper than our physical realm. We must learn to dig deeper to reconnect with the one in all of us. I think that's a very... I like that statement, frankly. There is. That is the one...
Bootsy's a very spiritual guy.
Yeah. One in all of us. That is... Yeah. I didn't realize he was, but... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great...
Your son was happy that I told you who Bootsy was on his birthday.
Okay. Good. 30... Where are we now? Oh, sorry. 28 after on the DJV show. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually... These are people... They're not actors. They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings rates on quick loans, internal data, quick fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. E-plus letter, license in all 50 states, analyst, consumer access.org, number 3030.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican John James conceded his Senate campaign on Tuesday evening and congratulated Democrat Gary Peters for winning his second term as Michigan's junior senator.
Our campaign did something that has never been done before. We gave away campaign money to help people in need. Over $1 million to homeless shelters, soup kitchens, groups to help hurting veterans, victims of domestic violence, and more money's on the way.
Peters secured a winning margin of roughly 92,000 votes. President-elect Joe Biden said outreach from the Trump administration has been sincere since the General Services Administration gave the green light Monday. Biden told reporters, "They're already working on my ability to get presidential daily briefs. We're already working out meetings with the COVID team in the White House and how to not only distribute, but get from a vaccine being distributed to a person able to get vaccinated." President Trump has not conceded and is still fighting legal challenges to the November 3rd election. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
He released 11 studio albums since 1986. He had 17 entries on the Billboard Hot Country Song Charts, including three that reached number two. American country music artist Hal Ketchum has died from complications of Alzheimer's disease. In April of 2019, his wife Andrea announced Hal had dementia and could no longer perform. Hal Ketchum died at home in Fisher, Texas at the age of 67. COVID-19 mandates on New Yorkers for the, not me, USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. There are a lot of big deals going on here. I want to talk with Victoria about that. DJV show, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. The day is a fun day. I think there's a lot of people who are like me in business that don't have anybody to do business with today. Gonzo! Today, tomorrow, Friday, Gonzo! And it becomes the beginning of the month of excuses. Trying to get business done. Those of you who have your own businesses, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or even if you don't, if you're working and trying to get people involved, it's always, well, we're in the holidays now. We can't make a decision until after the first of the year.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody says that.
Yeah, they do.
They use that as an excuse. Oh, I can't make any decision now because... we can't make a decision because we've got to wait until after the election. Now the election is over. Now the excuse is, well, it's the holidays and our people are not working as hard and there isn't the ability to make good decisions. Wait till after the first of the year. And then there'll be a big snowstorm on the 2nd of January. Well, you have to wait until after the snow gets cleared because nobody, you know, that's what goes on and on and on. So anyway, those of us who are in business and want to encourage business, Black Friday, looking at the stores that do well, all the big box stores, in spite of the idea that COVID keeps people out of the stores, and in spite of the thing that Bezos wants us all to think the world revolves around Amazon, not necessarily the case. Although you've got a number of deals that you've come across, Victoria, why don't you scale through them, some of the best deals that you found for under 50 bucks or whatever else you want to pass along and be helpful for people who are trying to make up their mind. They're trying to adjust their tinfoil to see, okay, where do I go and what do I do?
Yeah, well, obviously this holiday season, I think for the most part, I think families are scaling way back on Christmas gifts and buying and things like that. At least, yeah. I know we are in our house. Our whole family is, yeah. So it's if you want to find something that's under 50 bucks, there are a lot of great Black Friday deals that you can get starting right now. Some of them include the Echo Dot. That is the Amazon Echo Dot. That's the little smart speaker. And right now it's only $29. Usually it's 50 bucks, and you can buy that at Amazon or Best Buy. And they also have a kids edition Echo Dot, which is super cute, and that's now $39. Normally it's $60. And now for, you know, as we know, lots of streaming stuff happening, lots of TV viewing going on. So Amazon Fire TV sticks are on sale and very popular, probably more popular than ever. So they are as cheap now as you will ever get them. They're $18. Normally they're $30. All the way up to the high-end Fire TV 4K stick with Dolby Atmos sound, that's now only $30. That's normally 50. So that's a really good thing. If you need extra storage for your game console or just in general, Samsung's micro SD cards are deeply discounted at Amazon right now. A 256 gig card is only $25. That's an amazing deal. If you've got an iPhone and you're looking for a charging stand and you want to not pay the Apple price, because you know there are a lot of other brands that make Apple products or Apple compatible products. Belkin is a great brand, and they have an iPhone charging dock, plus it also charges your Apple Watch, and that is now under $50. That's half off. It's normally $100. So that's a great deal. And then one of the things that I really like is if you prefer an Apple mouse to the touchpad on your laptop, Dell has an ultra-thin Bluetooth mobile mouse, and it's at Amazon for $33 right now. It's a really good mouse, and normally that's $60. And then for some sound quality...
How funny that sounds. This is a really good mouse.
It's a really good mouse. It's like Mickey. It's a really cute, good mouse. And so finally, Beats by Dre, the wireless earphones that wrap around your neck, which are a lot of people love for exercising. They stay in place. They're a really fabulous, great sound quality. They are now on sale at Best Buy for $40. They're normally $100. So there are so many great deals out there. And, so they make for a great Christmas gift. The Beats by Dre, the wireless earphones, are something that get all the tech reviewers give it a very, very high mark.
How about wine? Can we find some cheap wine? We should have asked Jennifer that.
I bet liquor stores have sales for Black Friday, probably, right?
I think so.
I know the big box stores.
Yeah. Where did the term liquor come from? Do you know what origin of that?
No clue.
Kind of a weird word, isn't it? Liquor.
It is. Yeah.
All right. Why does my
It's from French. It's from liqueur. That's
liqueur?
Where it comes from. Yeah. It's spelled differently, but yeah, that's probably where it comes from.
Get liquored up as opposed to getting lathered up. Today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Going back to December of 1999, the UN General Assembly designated this day as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Marks the beginning of 16 days of remembrance and activism. The International Human Rights Day is December, add 19 days to today, or 16 days to today. According to a report by the UN, 19% of women between the ages of 15 and 49 are experiencing or have experienced some kind of physical or sexual violence. You realize how disgusting that is?
So often it happens on college campuses, and that was one of the things that I'm sure the Biden administration will reverse what the Trump administration and Betsy DeVos did. They made the schools not culpable. They basically made it so that, you know, it's much harder for women to come forward and to report sexual assault on college campuses. So, and that was something that the Obama administration had put into place to protect women. For whatever reason, Betsy DeVos and the Trump administration took it away. But I am positive that's something that will be reinstated.
She's somebody that nobody
will
miss. I don't see her. She
God.
Is one of the
horrors.
She and Sonny Perdue were the two worst secretaries. So as long as we're talking about moving it forward, there's something from Oprah and Deepak Chopra. It's a movement that they're doing from now to the end of the year called Creating Peace from the Inside Out that I thought you'd be interested in. I know I am, learning how to resolve conflicts. We know that this pandemic has caused a lot of relationships to end because people do not know how to deal with conflict. And I'll tell you something, I'm right up there at the top. I can't stand conflict. I don't do well with arguing and fighting and fussing. I grew up around it, and I just have no, I don't, I, it isn't that I don't tolerate it. It's just that I can't stand being around it. It sends me into a horrible place. And so if there are people that you're around, or maybe you're one of those people like me that just doesn't know what to do, you cower like a sad dog when somebody goes after, you know, there's a difference between being forthright and strong. I was saying this to some people last night at a little party that I attended. I'm not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. Anybody who's ever been around me, worked with me, knows me, I get to a point and that's it. You can't push me any further and you know it and you don't mess with me at that point. But getting there and then having to deal with, I'll more often leave and or try to find peace. Try to somehow go, and that's why I'm alone a lot of the time, because I don't want to be around people who are, you know, arguing and fussing and fighting all the time. And I think that the sort of thing that Oprah and Deepak are doing here, kind of very healing, you know, they're always doing stuff together and they're always promoting things, and sometimes it's worthwhile and sometimes it's not. I think it's more promotion for them sometimes than it is to help people, but in this case, I think moving into a zone where you can improve your relationships. And, you know, that's not just husband and wife or spouses or family. It's the whole deal in the world. Look around you. Look around this country and the upset and the anger and people doing crazy things because they seem to not know any better. And imagine the impact that you can have if you choose to be peaceful and calm and have, you know, common goals. We all want to survive. We all want kind of three squares a day. That's one of the things I've been fortunate to find as I travel around the world. Most people don't want to, you know, it's the leadership that creates. I don't think that all Germans and Austrians wanted to go to war with everybody and fight everybody. No. The Japanese wanted to do it. No. But they follow their leaders because they, in the case of Hitler, and I think the Japanese as well, the educational system floundered and fell apart in Austria and then in Germany, and that's how Hitler got to power, because there was really no education about what, you know, there was no education for anything. It burned all the books. And the same sort of thing happened. So I say that because I think that we have a dangerous level of lack of education in our country for all kinds of reasons. Who knows what the motivation is? Some it's, you know, because they want to have easier control. Some because they're just lazy. Some of the teachers, you know, and the rules that are made, taking civics and things out of school. But how to think, you know, all that stuff, that takes away from your ability to deal with reality. So that's why people go to drugs and they go to liquor and they do things, you know, because they want to escape. And so anyway, just some food for thought as we go into Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, please, what it is that you are thankful for. One of the things I'm most thankful for is the ability to talk to so many people every day and through the week. Not only do I do this DJV program with Victoria and Jennifer, but I also do a couple of other programs aimed at your health and well-being. It's called Good Day Health Show. Find that show at gooddayhealthshow.com, and the American Family Farmer, which is on every week. Matter of fact, the most recent American Family Farmer podcast is a focus we have for the last 3 or 4 weeks, Victoria, under your direction. Spent a lot of time talking about hemp, CDB, good, Doug, CBD oil, that sort of thing. The current podcast, the second, I think, of three or four in a row, aimed at helping farmers and people understand what the benefit is of hemp in our society. Even though this is a perfect example of our political leaders having their head right up their butt versus what the public wants. The public wants access to hemp products, CBD products, and people who are so stupid they think it's the same as marijuana. That is just stupid. I can't, there's no other better word for it. It's ignorant. There is no, the hemp, people are against using hemp, and that goes for the governor of my state, who was plied by the drug companies to get CBD products. They closed down all the stores here because they were affecting, you know, people using CBD oil to take care of aches and pains. They're not buying Bayer drugs over the counter, but they're using CBD oil because it works better. And so there are a lot of product formulations going on, and we're devoting a lot of time to how farmers can grow hemp and get involved in states where it's legal, and how you can benefit from it, all of that stuff. Because the American family farmer puts the farm and food and family together in a way that makes sense. All of it makes sense. Understanding the American family farm and family farmer is what the American Family Farmer is all about. Find the podcast at American Family Farmer Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Democrats and the corporate media are telling the public that they are confident that absolutely no voter fraud occurred in the presidential election. But their actions suggest that they are not as certain as they would have you believe. This is Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Recently, the anti-Trump crowd has engaged in a targeted harassment campaign to intimidate attorneys working with Trump's legal team as he contests the results of the election. They have used social media to encourage their followers to engage in questionable behavior to pressure law firms to withdraw from Trump's team. A Philadelphia lawyer even received death threats for working for the president. So what are the Democrats so afraid of? If they were so confident that nobody committed voter fraud, why are they so intent on stopping attorneys investigating the matter? Why would they resort to harassment and death threats to stop Trump's legal challenge to the election results? Perhaps the voter fraud deniers doth protest too much. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news where truth matters.
All right, so boys and girls, it's Thanksgiving. What are we going to do? Everybody on the air, we'll be on the air live, by the way, tomorrow. Victoria and I will be here to talk about how we dress our turkey. I'm actually going to put dungarees on my turkey.
Right. I was going to say penguin suit.
Yes, right, about that. You know what? One of the things, and I hope we can dispel this during our conversation, well, you and I will have fun because we enjoy each other's company, and I love your giggle, and so when I say stupid stuff, we'll do the giggle routine. Anyway, the story of Thanksgiving that you learned, this is part of the reason I'm off the rails on school and education this week. I'm off the rails on it often, but this week, to understand what the real Thanksgiving was about and what we were taught in school about Thanksgiving.
Did it even happen? I don't
ridiculous.
Even believe it happened now.
Well, it didn't happen the way that it is written. Let's put it
right.
That way. It's a whole different yardstick measurement-wise. It's 10 for the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Lovers woo, they still say I love you.
Fabulous.
All that you can rely.
This should be required viewing for everybody.
No matter what the future.
Fabulous song.
What is it?
As time goes by.
Did you know this song?
I know this song, but what does it go to?
Chucker, didn't you just tell us what you were doing with the music from...
I did not, but it's Casablanca. Casablanca.
Oh, okay.
And this date in 1942, Casablanca premiered in New York City. Some regard it...
It was supposed to be a dud. They didn't think there was going to... The producers thought the movie was going to... It was a vehicle for Humphrey Bogart because they had him under contract, and everybody thought, and Ingrid Bergman... We didn't have any chemistry, and this thing isn't going to work. It's terrible. Turned out to be one of the biggest successes in all the history of movies, I think.
It has. And when movie theaters do revivals of Casablanca, it always draws pretty... We get good crowds when we play this film.
That's
does
a great
well.
Film.
Actually. I've never seen it. It is good, though.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's got good guys and good bad guys. And it's kind of, it reminds me a little of the Maltese Falcon, and I don't know why it does, but...
Well, same star.
Yeah, I know. Well, Bogart knew how to play that role.
And, I got a question yes. for you. We talk about Humphrey Bogart. Is he a movie star in 2020?
Yeah, I think he would have been a movie star.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
so.
How old is he, though?
He's fantastic.
No, I know, but it's if Chuck is saying in 2020, at what age, Chuck?
A young Humphrey Bogart. Like, it's same as a John Wayne. Would John Wayne work in 2020? And I don't know.
Does Arnold Schwarzenegger work in 2020? Cut out of the same cloth.
I don't think he works in 1946.
But couldn't you make the argument, though, that we have two guys that are sort of like that in a modern version? We've got The Rock and we've got John Cena now doing lots of movies. And they kind of have that big masculine, you know, but also kind of sensitive, sweet side. I feel like those are the two guys that, that come to mind when I think of the new version of a John.
The only person I look at is an old style movie star now working would maybe be a George Clooney.
Really?
Yeah, that's
old
true.
Style.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he could have made movies.
Clint Eastwood?
He transported probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Clooney is a great
Clooney really
one
fits the bill for a 40s 50s.
He's
actor,
totally
though.
Timeless, yeah.
But he hasn't been in any movies lately. Where's the what's the last movie he
listen,
did?
I'm not a fan of Clooney's overall career. I wish he did a lot more mainstream stuff, but
Yeah, I do too.
He picks and chooses. He's a really interesting person, so I don't know.
I thought The American was a good movie, frankly. It was a good vehicle for him. He plays those roles well. Michael, what was it? Michael Crichton? What was the name of that movie?
Michael Crichton.
Yeah, right. All right, what about family movies for children and families this Thanksgiving? Are we having a repeat of a lot of, we were talking earlier about the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and how the black kid sits on one side of the table and all the white kids sit on the other side, and some professor at UCLA says, it's racist. Don't watch it. So, I don't know where we go from there.
Is that airing this Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's on
PBS.
Say PBS. Yeah, it's on PBS.
PBS.
And it's on PBS, and then it's also on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. When's the last time anybody watched PBS, though? People going to find that on PBS?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
PBS, for those who don't mind the agenda, is, I think there are a lot of good things that are on PBS. I enjoy masterpiece stuff that they do that they get mostly from the BBC, but it's really good stuff. I think that stuff needs to be aired. Frankly, that's where Downton Abbey came from. It was the most successful TV show for masterpiece of all time. Most successful TV show for PBS of all time.
There's another English one that my parents love called Poldark.
I wondered about that. I saw
really
it. What is
good.
That about?
Fancy Nancy could talk your ear off about it. I've never seen it, but she says it's incredible. They love it.
You're speaking a foreign language with these shows. Doesn't anybody watching Fear the Walking Dead? It's been actually really, really good this season. I just wanted to point that out before we went off the air.
Yeah, right. Okay. The Addams Family Values is playing.
That is a really funny Thanksgiving. Well, not
I like
a,
that one.
That's
I
a really
like
funny
that
Thanksgiving
than the original.
Movie. Yeah, that is a like really it. Funny movie when the kids do the pageant and then Wednesday Addams decides to change the script for the first Thanksgiving dinner and she tells like how it really went. It's hilarious.
That movie is an example of 90% of it works simply because it's so well cast. It's perfectly cast.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking for something.
He's great. He's great.
There's Alvin and the Chipmunks have a Thanksgiving celebration. Can I see that? Some of the older Steve Martin comedies would be a nice family fare as well.
I agree.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's the great Thanksgiving movie.
I love that one. That's a definitive one.
59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.